to the WTF1 Fantasy F1 show hosted by myself, Amber Jones, and the one and only Hayden Gullis. How you doing, Hayden?
Oh, I am the one and only. Thank you very much. I'm very excited. We are getting ready for the Australian Grand Prix this weekend, and we're going to be diving into the Fantasy F1 show, which, of course, where we're going to be talking about who are the best picks for this weekend's race.
Yeah, we'll be diving into Australian GP, who you should have, who might be hindering your team. But we have some amazing guests with us that are a part of our Golden Helmet League. And they are, again, I think I should add, the one and only Pit Lane Twins, Desiree and Virginia. Thank you for joining us. How are you? All the way from Germany.
Hey, Amber. Hey, Hayden. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for joining us. How do you decide on a team when there's two of you picking? Who gets the final say, or is it a joint decision?
It was Desiree, to be honest. So we discussed our team on the phone, and she obviously had it visual and said, okay, this driver costs so and so, and this driver is cheaper. And I always proposed some drivers, and she always said, no,
too expensive.
Too expensive. So Desiree took the lead.
So there is a little bit of back and forth there, but then you took charge, Virginia.
Yeah, it's always back and forth. I mean, we do have similar favorite drivers, obviously, mm-hmm. but we still have different opinions on what could happen in the race. And as we said earlier, it's always a gamble. So we will see who had the better idea of what can happen.
Hayden, how's your team performing then?
We've gone down from last week. It's not gone as well. I had a lot of high hopes, but I'm still kind of locked in. Unlike you, who are spending a lot of your money mm-hmm. to get people out of their contracts, I think that's going to hinder you later on.
Yeah,
I'm just
definitely
running with what I've got at the moment. I've made my bed, and now I'm going to lie in it for these next three races, for the first three races. It ends after Australia. Then I can have a little look around and see who I'm fancying. I'm thinking maybe delving into maybe the Haas drivers mm-hmm. because they seem to be the upper end of the back markers and performing well on the cheaper side. But so far it's not been amazing for me. I starred Joe after the first race and things were looking well. And then sadly, I think they're making it even across the drivers. They just want to make sure both drivers have a really, really long pit stop at least once in the race. Mm-hmm. And sadly, that cost me quite a lot of points with Joe there. Ricardo, the RB, wasn't good. And I have Albon and Sargeant, and they were just kind of like mid-back markers. So at least I have Verstappen and Red Bull, which are doing well for me. But I've kept the same team. You have made changes again.
I have made changes. So I've had a little bit of a problem here because I didn't actually anticipate on making any changes. But unfortunately, I only locked people in for a certain amount of time because I didn't want to lock someone in and then they obviously don't perform very well. So I was like, okay, it's given me that freedom to potentially change them. It's really hindered me. I've got no money left. But what can you do? I've stuck with Joe as my star driver because I believe that Kick Sauber might get back up there. Kevin Magnussen always, overtaking quali. He's going to get me up in those points as well. And Sargeant was just, there. Hopefully he gets me some points. So it's a bit of a difficult one, really. I don't know how my team are going to perform. But if you look at everyone else, so I've been looking at the top three, which at the minute is Olivia Hartley, Scott Mitchell and the racing pilot. They've all got a mixture. They have one, I'd say, top performing driver and the rest are kind of midfield. Mm-hmm. So it's quite interesting from that. I don't know if you're going to switch yours up a little bit from there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Olivia's team. She is currently leading the way in the Golden Helmet League. She's got Max Verstappen. I've got Max Verstappen. She's got Red Bull. I've got Red Bull. We've both got Sargeant. We've both got Joe. The difference is Albon and Ricardo for me, where she's got Lewis Hamilton and Kevin Magnussen. So one, I'm like, how has she managed to buy Lewis Hamilton with that money? Because I'm sure I was struggling. But secondly, it's interesting how just two very simple changes can take you from Olivia, who's top of the board, to myself, who's down in 13. And we're still very close together. I mean, I'm currently 100 points off the top, which it can switch quite quickly, hopefully, mm-hmm. fingers crossed.
Well, it depends on who's best for the Australian track, obviously, mm-hmm. for the Melbourne track. So then if you had, obviously, Carlos Sainz in your team, he's now being replaced with Ollie Bearman, would you swap him out or would you just keep him there?
I think it depends on how much money I would get or have to pay to get Carlos / Ollie out. Mm-hmm. I think it was a very strong performance from Bearman in the Ferrari, but it was on the lower end of that cluster of cars, the Ferrari, the McLaren, the Mercedes, and I suppose sort of the Aston Martin as well. So you know you're not going to get at least where Carlos was in the fight for the podium. So I think if there's a good option, if you can take that, if you can spend that money and still buy someone like a Lando Norris or an Oscar Piastri, then I think, yeah, it's probably worth taking that hit.
Yeah, just in case. Because I think some people made that mistake where automatically they saw, okay, Berman's now going to be for Carlos Sainz, but we wanted Sainz, so they actually swapped him out. But because he impressed, you know, improvement points as well, things like that, it actually got quite a few points on there. So Ollie Berman performed a lot better than what they expected. So some people regretted that decision. In terms of strategy, so Sergio Perez is actually leading the points at the minute. So people are thinking, you know, if you're going to go for Red Bull, ideally you'd go for Max Verstappen. But a little bit of a tip for you, you should go for Perez, because there's only 3-point difference between him and Max. So Max gets 100 points for being P1 and Perez gets 97. So there's only 3 points difference there. Then Perez got 19 points on top, and that's from improvements and for overtakes. So obviously Max isn't really getting improvement points. He actually went down in value and he's not really getting any overtakes because he's P1. So that's something to think about as well. Do you think you might be adding Perez in your team?
I mean, I'm looking at it now and he's definitely one of the top drivers for picking for points. But value-wise, I believe he's now gone above Max Verstappen. So he's 30.5 million. So Max Verstappen's actually going down in value, which is really weird to think about. So, you know, he's won the first two races. He's got pole in the first two races. Why is he going down in value? So it is interesting. I think for now, no, because he is more expensive. But looking at the points difference, I mean, Charles Leclerc's not too far behind either. So as long as he doesn't make mistakes, then he could be a cheaper option. You know, you're looking at George Russell as well. So I think potentially, you're going to lose maybe 5 to 10 points maximum per weekend, but then you can maybe gain 20 points from taking a little bit of hit of spending your money and spending a little bit wiser elsewhere, to have, like Olivia has, for example, and Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton in the same team with a Red Bull as well. It's a very strong lineup.
Do you think that both of you would bring in Perez as well?
I do agree, because I think Checo was the first driver when you asked us the question, who of the drivers we would swap. So I think maybe we would swap Lewis and Checo. And that's also the point why we didn't choose Max, because we thought he would win every race and you can't score a lot of points with him. And that's what we also love about Grid Rival, that they are like different factors or different categories of getting points. And that's why we didn't choose Max. So maybe Checo will be one of our like leading drivers.
I think it's all a gamble though, isn't it, really? Yep. Because if that driver doesn't have a good race, you just watch their value go down, don't you? And you thought, oh gosh, I've got this driver locked in for how many races now? But yeah, that's a good reminder. So there's 6 different ways to score points. That's race position, qualifying points, overtaking points, improvement points, beating a teammate points, and completion points. So the 6 different ways, obviously, you can get points with the drivers that you've got. So it is a good point. And we spoke about this, I think, on the first pod or maybe the second, about having Max Verstappen. Yes, he's going to be consistent. Yes, he's going to get you those overall points, but he's not going to get you those extra points. So do you go for those midfield teams? You had Sargeant in your team. How did he do for you though, Hayden?
He's not actually performing, and that's because Williams aren't the worst team on the grid. I think it would actually be better off having someone like Pierre Gasly and Esteban Ocon. They're on 116 and 113 points, I believe they scored in the last race in Saudi, whereas Logan Sargeant 99 points, because he was beaten by his teammate, but he also started on the upper end of getting knocked out of Q1. So therefore, he's not starting at the back. And also, this season, we've not really seen any reliability issues. We've seen one with Gasly in Saudi, but that's it. So banking on reliability issues and even driver errors as well, we're not really getting any of those. Well, that's costing drivers to lose out on the race and fall down the field. So it's kind of backfiring going for somebody who's going to be qualifying at the back that you know is going to gain positions, unless you have one of the top drivers that just keeps on making qualifying mistakes. Lance Stroll, for example, you know, he's a terrible qualifier, but most times finds his way back up through the field.
And when you're picking a star driver, what are you looking for then? Because obviously you get select options, so you couldn't pick whoever you wanted. But out of your team, what makes you sway towards another
driver? I don't know why you're asking me, because I picked the wrong driver both weekends. I went Daniel Ricciardo the first weekend, which didn't really go that well. And I was like, oh, I should have gone to Zhou.
So
I went
for Zhou. Why did you pick Ricciardo?
I went for Ricciardo because we've spoken about this, because I thought RB...
Just because you love him.
I thought RB were going to be good. I thought RB were going to be good. I even said on a podcast, I think Yuki Tsunoda is going to get a P4, and then RB are in the mud. Mm-hmm. So Zhou was a better option because he had a very strong Bahrain.
That's
and then he had
I
a
did.
Very weak Saudi. Yeah. So whoever I pick a star driver, everyone avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Who are you both picking for a star driver?
We picked Bottas as a star driver for quite a few reasons. I mean, I really hope that Stake has improved their pit stop now.
Let's
so
hope.
They tried two times. They shouldn't do the same mistake the third time. And also, I mean, like, I think he can make some overtakes on the race and also improvement points. I mean, considering that now his average finishing position is so low, he should finish much higher. So, yeah, I hope that we can get some points with him in Australia.
Yeah, I think that is a good strategy to have. I don't think I really go for a strategy, to be honest, with a star driver.
You just pick who you like.
No, mine was Bottas like also for a while. But yeah, I guess it's, yeah, who do you think you can get more points out of, isn't it, really? And I did pick Zhou at that time because I thought, wow, strong pace. Let's see if we can bring that into the next race. And yeah, unfortunately, it didn't really happen, did it? So you have to be mindful, I think, because most of the time for me, it's out of the Williams, Haas or Kick Sauber. So who do you think's going to perform better? I think now Kick Sauber have kind of shown us they are struggling with those issues. So I probably won't pick them. But are Williams really going to bring me an array of points? I don't think so. So it's going to be quite a low double points. It's not really worth it. Haas, you never know what Haas are going to do. They could have a great race. You never know what Kevin Magnussen's going to do. He's going to cause a drama like we saw last time, and it's great. But then he gets lots of penalties and it might bring him down a little bit. So yeah, I think with a star driver, there's a lot to play with. You can kind of risk it or you can go full strategy, I think. What are your podium predictions, Aiden, for Australia?
Podium predictions. Let's get the obvious out of the way. Max Verstappen, P1. Then P2. Let's get the second obvious one out of the way. Sergio Perez, P2. Right, now we get into it. Who's going to be P3?
Who are you putting on that third place?
I'm going to go with home hero Oscar Piastri. Let's just have some fun with it. The Australia curse is over.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's quite nice. I don't... No, I'm going to be very realistic, and it's just Max Perez, Leclerc. Very, very super realistic. What are you two going for?
Super realistic, yes, of course, Max on top. I mean, now that you said, again, Checo on second, yeah, that's the most obvious. But also, I think there have been many races where all of a sudden something bad happens to him, you know, that he DNFs, etc. And I think it's the time again in Australia, so I would just stay with Piastri and a Ferrari.
Yeah, makes sense. And for you, Desiree?
I would go with Max, Checo and Carlos.
Yes, yeah, you're
keep
back in Carlos. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We've delved into everything there for Grid Rival. Remember that you can join us on the WTF 1 League and you can fight against our Golden Helmet League. See how you do. I'm currently 536 in the WTF 1 League, so I'm really not doing well. Where are you, Hayden?
I'm even lower. I'm 800th. And 35th. So I suck. I'm doing terribly.
Wow. Let's see if you can beat us. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.